Y'all know what time it is. What's up, everyone? The garage is open. EG3 show. Eddie Greer III here with you guys for the EG3 show. Once again, it is the post-race reaction segment of the EG3 show, all about the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight, on this half hour, Martinsville, and going over the highlights yesterday, I was not able to watch the race due to work and the crazy schedule in Virginia with all the snow setting back the race on Monday afternoon. So I'm recording this on Tuesday night instead of Monday night. So, getting caught up with all of that, and an old bird getting into victory lane, none other than the man himself, Clint Bowyer. How about that old-time Bowyer getting the job done yesterday, pretty much in dominating fashion, and there's only a few cautions in this race, but the big story, obviously, the 14 back in victory lane. The last time that car was in victory lane was the year before last year, when Tony Stewart, on his farewell tour, we all know what happened there at Sonoma. He and Denny Hamlin getting into it on the final corner, and Stewart, in an emotional victory, got the victory lane and got to the playoffs where he wasn't a factor. Obviously, that was the last time that number crossed the checkered flag first until yesterday. It was about damn time, Clint. That's what he said. About damn time. Been riding this horse since last year, pretty much, when he was the heir to Tony Stewart a year prior to Tony Stewart retiring. And obviously, we know what happened. Bowyer missed the playoffs a year ago and finished a dismal 18th in the driver standings. But no dry spell, no more Clint Bowyer. We will see him in the postseason come this fall. Man, one of the better personalities of this sport, Clint Bowyer, getting a job done. And again, holding off of a familiar name that we've been calling out pretty much for the last month, who finished second again. That's none other than Kyle Busch again. How many times have we got to say it? He's become Kyle Larson 3.0 from last year. Kyle Larson had all those second place finishes until, of course, well, other than getting a win at California. But other than that, before that, Kyle Larson scored a couple of second places during the West Coast swing last year before cashing the victory at California last year. That set off a 4-win year for the 42 car, and we're on an official off week due to Easter weekend coming up, and there's no racing across the board this weekend. Action returns next week, and I made a mistake a few episodes ago, but I thought it was a short track swing, but it is. But throw in Texas in the middle of the short track swing, of course. Martinsville in the rear view mirror. And then you got mile and a half Texas coming up. Looking forward to that. And then back-to-back short tracks with Bristol and Richmond to follow. And then the ever-so wild card in Talladega. You'll see the EG3 show tonight, post-race reaction style, here on the EG3. So with yours truly, Eddie Greer III, here with you guys tonight on a Tuesday night. Yes, I said Monday night, but schedules got switched up, and due to me missing a race, I had to catch up on all the highlights. I will sit down and prior to next week watch the race due to, of course, so I benefited actually from not watching the race yesterday, even though that I'd rather watch the race instead of deal with other folks for the day. But hey, had to be done, and gotta do what you gotta do. But how about a shout out to MRN for their good deed over the weekend? Of course, it got snowed out on, well, Saturday night it all began, and of course had an effect on Sunday. They're going to take no NASCAR and take no chances. So the hardy fans who stuck around, of course, to wait to the next day, got pizzas delivered by MRN crew. That's the good deed of the week. That's something right there. That's what, you know, NASCAR being what it is. I mean, it's a competitive sport of all sports, but NASCAR is also a family-oriented sport, also with great tailgating and whatnot. No matter what, who your favorite driver is, whether it's Clint Bowyer, Kyle Busch, Ryan Blaney, whoever it is, you get along pretty well with others, even though if your driver didn't win or didn't finish in the top 10, still you get to meet fans and their passion for the sport, and I'm honored to be a part of it, obviously. But that was a great deed that they did yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, but Sunday, dishing out some over 100 dishes of pizza. It was Little Caesars, actually. But still, though, to do that, go out of your way to do that, that's unbelievable. And kudos to MRN for doing that. And kudos to Tony Stewart and Stewart Haas Racing. On the off week, they have won 4 out of the 6 races here entering the off week. And if I calculate it right, that's got to be over 70% of the races already. I know it's early stretch here, as we're going to be entering the second stage here coming up here next week after we enjoy Easter. But Stewart Haas Racing has been the talk of the NASCAR town here this year. Of course, Kevin Harvick spanking the field 2/3 of the West Coast trip. And then that doesn't even count Atlanta's whooping. And then you have Eric Almirola's outcoming party here, running well. Kurt Busch also getting a couple top 10s. And you throw in Clint Bowyer, who had good runs last year, more notably Pocono and a couple other races last year. Could not get a win until this year. And obviously, we remember Clint Bowyer prior to this big-time moment yesterday at the very same track where he and Jeff Gordon started their heated rivalry a few years back. He's all remembered for that. And then, of course, I mentioned a little bit in the preview, Clint Bowyer later on, who was right there in the thick of trying to get a championship. He was on the other side of the payback of Gordon, and we all know what happened down that road then at Phoenix. And then, of course, who can forget that twist turning night at Richmond, where Michael Waltrip Racing was trying to get both cars in to the chase at that point. Back then, it was called the Chase. Now it's called the NASCAR Playoffs. And then Bowyer was part of Spingate, and harsh penalties were issued, including Truex being exited out of the playoffs. Which, yeah, I was really upset that happened. But you know, NASCAR did what it had to do, and he was a part of that Spingate move. And then everything escalated from there, and it led to the ousting of Michael Waltrip Racing. And of course, Truex went out as well, and which landed them the front row, which was a back of the pack team back then. But we all know where that stands right now. Truex is the defending champ of the sport with the same team, the rise of Fenton Row, and it's continuing to be steady as it is this year with that. Well, that team has gone this year. And Bowyer, it's been a long road since then, not crossing victory lane since 2012. That is an awful long time, especially the talent of Clint Bowyer, especially what he did at RCR. You know, I remember either was it rookie year or one of his early years, that he dominated New Hampshire, and he also went on to win another race in the Chase. Of course, that was back a few years ago, and we were all talking about back then Clint Boras, that talent, that possibility, maybe contending for championships. Well, that did not happen, obviously. With you go back to a Laura Scott, Laura funded team. He was with the 51 car for a year, and that didn't turn out so well. Then, and it's been quite the road back since, and it's all come full circle to yesterday. Clint Boyer took over the second half of this race yesterday, and he held off Kyle Busch throughout the second half of this race. Kyle Busch, yet again, second last week, and was third at Phoenix, or second at Phoenix, I can't remember. I believe it was second there as well. So the bridesmaid, yet again, is going to be wearing that shoe all the way until Texas here next week. But man, oh man, Clint Boyer breaks out. Huge dry spell. And that will be coming up here. I'll mention that here towards the end of the post-reaction episode. You're listening to the EG3 show tonight. Eddie Greer III here with you guys tonight, breaking down Martinsville, which I did not get to watch, but I sat down and watched highlights of it. And again, I have a better understanding of it now. You know, only four cautions in this race. That's rare for a Martinsville race. And I guess on another score, I guess I'm glad I didn't watch it, but some other news coming out of this. Again, Denny Hamlin alert. Yep, Denny Hamlin. Again, you know, last time we were there, obviously the contact with Chase Elliott, and he and Harvick making some contact on the racetrack yesterday. These two were battling fiercely on a racetrack, and Harvick, like he did Blaney the last time we were there at that track, kind of gave Hamlin a shove, and Denny Hamlin led quite a bit in this race also. And the contact, that little bit of fighting, well, not literally, but speaking metaphorically on a racetrack, cost him an opportunity to win this race. Denny Hamlin led over 100 laps in this race, but again, he finished outside the top 10 in the track that he's won at multiple times. So a guy that has championship aspirations finished outside the top 10 in this race. And it's going to be sooner or later for his teammate Kyle Busch, who continues to come up short second and continues to be, well, Kyle Busch continues to be frustrated, but also a good deed, an honorable mention, a good deed. Again, Kyle Busch did this last year a couple of times. Kyle Busch signed a hat for a Kyle Busch fan. So that was, you know, you can love him, you can hate him, you can do whatever, but Kyle Busch, you know, is one of the talents of the sport, obviously, and he can get back in a good way. So that's the honorable mention on that note. But Stuart Haas Racing, again, four out of the six races that this team continues, it's towards starting. We know Harvick, we know he can get a hold of the race car, but obviously we got to look at his teammates right now. They are clicking on all cylinders right now. Almirola, Kurt Busch, now Clint Boyer in victory lane. Who is next to get in victory lane? I did not have him in the playoffs at the beginning of this year, but I got a feeling Eric Almirola could be next on the Stuart Haas Racing list to get in the victory lane. And not only that, get in the victory lane and cash his ticket to the playoffs, where we got Talladega coming up here. And would not be surprised, but he's also been running well on mile and a half tracks as well. So, Almirola, this team, this organization right now has it going on and has tons of momentum going on. But saying that, though, there's still, you have the 18, the 78 still in the mix also as well. And then you have Penske Racing, throw them in there with Ryan Blaney having an outstanding race yesterday, winning stage two and leading over 100 laps for the second time this season. Of course, he led the Daytona 500 over 100 laps there before getting combobulated late in that race there. He had the dominant car of the 500 couldn't get it done. Keselowski, one of the favorites of this race, finished in the 10th position. And speaking of full field run, now let's just check that out here for a minute real quick here tonight on this edition of the EG3 show. And I don't know why NASCAR.com does this with a double cross of the finishing order, but we're going to start with the guy that replaced Jeffrey Earnhardt. That's Landon Castle in a 00 finishing shotgun in a 38 spot. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., a disappointing 37 finishing spot. Greg Gauden, 36. Harrison Rhodes, 35th. Darrell Wallace Jr., so much hype going into this race, especially the two-time truck winner at Martinsville. A disappointing 34th finish for him. Trevor Bayne, 33rd. Not a good day at the office for Ross Tridley Racing. J.J. Yeley finished 31st. Austin Dillon, 30th. Ross Chastain in the 29th position, followed by D.J. Kington, 28th. Cole Witt, 27th. And a disappointing 26th spot for McMurray, who usually gets around Martinsville pretty good. I had him in my last slot for fantasy this weekend. Did not come up huge for any reason, but comes up 26. That's got to be a disappointing season and a disappointing start to 2018 for McMurray, who's deep in the points as I speak. David Reagan, 25th. Casey Kane, 24th. Chris Buescher finished 23rd. Ty Dillon, respected 22nd spot. And then you had Michael McDowell finished 21st. William Byron, in his first start at Martinsville, comes home in 20th. You're listening to the EG3 show with yours truly, Eddie Greer, going over Martinsville from yesterday. It was snowed out over the weekend for the first time since a NASCAR race has been snowed out since 1993. Wow, I didn't even know that until it came across this weekend. Yeah, that's quite the stat to go off there right there. No snow until yesterday, and I was even surprised during the preview show. I said, snow, really? And it actually happened. So, yeah, that's weird circumstances here at Virginia. Nonetheless, kudos to NASCAR for not taking risks, obviously, and getting both races in yesterday afternoon at the old paperclip. Ryan Newman finished 19th, Daniel Suarez 18th, Eric Jones finished 17th. Kyle Larson finished at his 16th spot there for Ganassi Racing. And then Jimmy Johnson, also multi-winner at the paperclip, 15th for old seven-time Eric Almirola, was the last driver to lead on the lead lap. We will hear from Clint Bowyer here shortly. 14th, Menard, 13th. Denny Hamlin, I mentioned, led 111 laps, but only to come up. It's 12th. Yesterday, Kurt Busch, 11th, your top 10, Brad Keselowski, the pre-race favorite, one of the pre-race favorites for this 10th, Chase Elliott, finished 9th, and how about the dinger, AJ Allmendinger, who I had also on the fantasy list on my team over the Martinsville weekend, comes up big for me, finished 8th, Alex Bowman. How about this? Bowman leading the charge for Hendrick Motorsports, and it comes home in the 7th spot in that 88 car, so shout out to the old Bowman the Showman, who put on a good show yesterday. Then Joey Logano, 6th. Harvick comes home in the 5th spot. Martin Truex Jr. was your pole sitter for this race, and he had to battle for some adversity, but nothing's new. They battle back like they always do when their back's against the wall. Finished in the 4th spot, and that counts as another top 5 for the defending champ. Ryan Blaney led 145 laps, won stage 2. Denny Hamlin, by the way, won the first stage of the afternoon. Blaney, 3rd, impressive. Kyle Busch, obviously, 2nd. We said this for the last several weeks in a row now. And Clint Bowyer, your big winner of the afternoon. And what a big time win this was for all levels for him. Comes back in the circle, finally cashes in. Obviously, his son, Cash, finally sees him win a NASCAR race, getting that checkered flag, and the old Kansas gay dude gets it done. I tweeted it out yesterday, and that was the popular win so far this year. We've seen domination. We've seen Truex come back to be great again, obviously, with his year last year, and then We've seen a surprise winner, Austin Dillon, but this, to me, really no surprise at all. With the way Clinton Boyer, obviously, or the way he runs his racetrack, he's had multiple success on this racetrack, gets it done, and he came so close back then when he was Michael Waltrip Racing. He put down several good runs with that organization when it still existed, and of course, until it shut down, had its struggles, but the equipment for Stuart Haas Racing right now, we're talking about right now, it is electric, and somebody else other than Kevin Harvick puts it in the bank and wins a race. So this means multiple opportunities now, as they have a lot of the mojo going on right now. And before we hear from Clinton Boyer, let's transition in to the Truck Series, who raced before the Cup Series yesterday. It started their race on the actual day for about 25 laps, and then I did watch this race until it started rain / snowing a little bit. And Ben Rhodes started on the pole, but at the end of the day, it was a down to the wire finish in the Truck Series. And like I said in the preview show, John Hunter Nemechek was out to spoil the party. It was either feast or famine, and he was feasting on those boys, especially late, and held off a pesky Kyle Benjamin to win the Truck Series race yesterday morning, and denying Benjamin a win in the Truck Series. The highest finishing regular was Brett Moffitt for Ettore Racing, who came in a third spot. So John Hunter Nemechek getting it done, playing to win or driving to win, and he did exactly that, winning the race there. Your top 10, Kyle Benjamin, of course, he led the most lap. No, he did not. Check that. Ben Rhodes, who was sound the pole, like I said a few moments ago, sound the pole, led 134 laps, but only to come home in the 12th spot. Yeah, we had Brett Moffitt third, Grant Infinger in the fourth spot, Noah Craigson, who won the last time the Trucks were there, comes home in the top five and fifth. Then you had Mike Snyder, Timothy Peters, who made an appearance back to the Trucks, had a nice run in seventh, and Peters won a race for at Martinsville for Red Horse Racing. Then you had Harrison Burton finish eighth, good for the other Kyle Busch Motorsports driver. Austin Hill, how about that 0-2 truck? Come home in ninth, and Justin Haley rounds out your top 10. Mr. Top 10, Justin Haley gets it done. As I said, Ben Rhodes comes home in 12th, and your point, where did your points leader go? That and the person of Johnny Sauter came home in 19th yesterday. And other notables here, that included Matt Crafton, who came home in 15th, Todd Gillen in the Kyle Busch Motorsports 4, 14th, and Stuart Friesen, who was off to a great start for in the race. He was running in the top 10, came home in the 20th position there. So kind of a disappointing finish for Friesen and those guys. Just to the EG3 show with yours truly, Eddie Greer. It is your post-race reaction special, recorded on a Tuesday night. So if you're hearing this, if you're listening to this here on the EG3 show, it could be later tonight or Wednesday morning that you're going to be hearing this when we post it up. So definitely check it out. And we're not done quite yet. We're going to hear from Clinton Boyer here in a few. We're going to look at the driver standings right now for the Truck Series. Johnny Sauter, still your points leader, but lost cut a little bit of ground a little bit. Now that's 29 points to Grant Infinger now, who's in second spot. Brett Moffitt, third. Ben Rhodes, fourth. And Noah Craigson is your top five right now in the Truck Series. In the points leader, there's a new points leader in the Monster Energy Series. That and the person of consecutive two top twos or third in there, Kyle Busch, is your points leader heading into Easter weekend. And Martin Truex Jr., who did not score any stage points yesterday, to kind of a little bit of a surprise there, especially the way that car was handling during practice, but when the sun came out, it was a different story. So did not score any stage points at all, which was a rare ability, which is a rarity, especially the success last year. But it translated this year, but did not score any points yesterday. Kyle Busch obviously scored stage points, and that accumulates him to the top of the board in the point standings, but only by plus 8, and will head to Texas after Easter weekend. So there is a look at the point standings. Here we go. All right, folks, now Clint Bowyer, obviously, finally cashing in, and it was about that time of the day, time of the month. Clint Bowyer puts it in the bank and wins. Let's hear from him after he finished up the final lap of the race.
All clear, man. All clear. All clear. Race is official. Bring this thing home. Stay on first. A Busch Class entry and an all-star race, huh?
Tick-tock, grandfather clock. Clint Bowyer wins Martinsville.
Stuck in the grass down there.
Oh, my gosh. He went down in the third turn. I thought he was going to hit the wall.
He started doing a burnout about 80 miles an hour down the back straightaway.
Ninth career win in his 439th start. His last win came October 2012 at Charlotte. First time he's won at Martinsville. And Clint Bowyer taking home the checkered flag is today's Sunoco fueling victories.
What a journey. Can you describe the relief?
You know, to have it come here, this is a place where I've gotten so close. I wanted to win this grandfather clock so bad. I mean, Patty come over. We got so close back in 2012, and to see him and everybody, you know, Mike Buga, everybody on this team, everybody at Stuart Haas Racing, this year, we learned last year. Obviously, Harvick came on strong at the end of last year, but it was a learning year for our team with a 14 bunch. It was just time. It's, for whatever reason, it felt right driving up here. Such a cool place to be able to drive up through the countryside on a two-lane road and think about the race. And I told him this morning, I was like, damn it, we got to get a picture in Victory Lane. And he told me he wanted a checkered flag. We get a checkered flag. Let me tell you something. Gene Haas, Tony Stewart, to give you know, this old dog a fresh chance and fresh blood, new opportunity. Rusty Rush, everybody at Rush Truck Center, thank you, brother. Love you. Wish you were here. One Cure is a new partner for us. Wix Filters is a new partner. It's going to be on the car later. He's really proud of that checkered flag. But just everybody working together from, you know, Harvick leaving a charge with those first two. Give me one of them damn beers. With his first, you know, three wins there, and then finally to get to 14 in Victory Lane. It's just a weight off the shoulders, man. It's been a long time. You start to question if you can get it done or not. To have it come at this place, I'm telling you, it meant a lot.
So many meaningful things about the win today. The first time for your kids to beat a Victory Lane. And you mentioned it. This is the place. You're an old school racer. This is the place that every driver wants to have on their resume, and especially have that clock.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the place that's you know, an acquired taste. It's something that when I first got here, I was a duck out of water, just like everybody else that starts here at their first. Learned from Jimmy Johnson, learned from Jeff Gordon, sometimes the hard way, but nonetheless, I learned over the years and finally put it to good use to keep Kyle Busch the best in the business, one of the best in the business, you know, behind you, those closing laps. It's just the nerves are through the roof. My brother was on the back straightaway, just like old times at Lakeside. I could see his big ass back there rooting me on and telling me, just like he did back at Lakeside. So, you know, it's just, it's unbelievable how it all came true, and to have everybody here. The Dirt Boys, they had a good weekend, and I told them guys to come up here because we were going to have a good one. Mobile One, you know, the technology that they give us is second to none, and just awesome. To watch those Haas F1 cars run as good as they did this weekend, and then all four of our Stuart Haas cars had a good weekend. Great weekend, and be a Stuart Haas company.
And the white flag wave, sponsored by Credit.
EG3 show. You just heard the man himself, Clint Bowyer, talking with Matt Yoakam, Fox Sports. FS1 did the call of this race, both races obviously, and time, it was about time, too long for the Emporia, Kansas native to get the job done. And of course, kind of a swing of transition in 10 things. Time ran out. Speaking of time ran out for K-State this past weekend, and they could not get the job done in the Elite Eight. But, you know, I'm speaking a few days after after a complete buzzsaw. They give credit to Loyola Chicago. They were just a team on a mission, and they were shooting the hell out of the basketball, all threes, and they are getting anything they wanted, and they earned a trip to the Final Four. But let's go. Let's talk K-State for a few minutes here before we start closing the show for the post-race reaction on the EG3 show. Eddie Greer here with you guys, Saint, recapping, Martinsville. But K-State, nobody saw this coming, and including myself, we were that close to getting into the Final Four. K-State, they didn't show up in the first half. That was the key to in this game. I mean, Loyola Chicago, they came out and sent a message, and the message is clear. Not like they sent a message already, but they are obviously the Cinderella. I mean, no offense to UMBC, but this Loyola Chicago team, man, is the Cinderella of this tournament, and they're going to give Michigan all it want on this weekend, and they have opportunity to play for a national championship. But I want to talk about K-State here. I mean, Dean Wade said it perfectly, summarized it perfectly during the post-race, during the post-conference after their loss to the Ramblers, and it's not going to magically happen. They're going to have to work for it, exactly. And the way I read Twitter all the way up till kind of the middle of the second half, where I was upset, and I was more upset than I am right now. I would have said some more choice words on it, but I've calmed down a little bit. Hey, look, I mean, I know that we can all sit here and laugh at, you know, the fact that the Ramblers shot the ball really well. They were super hot from three-point land, especially Christensen and that other dude from Overland Park, Kansas. They were on a complete tear. But for K-State's sake, I mean, we haven't gotten to the big dance, or I should say Final Four, since Tex Winter back in 1964. And we don't know. I mean, the good old thing says, just like the NASCAR playoffs, you know, with the road you have to get to make it to the championship four, it's definitely equally as hard when your team is trying to get back to March Madness and trying to make that run to get to the Final Four. So definitely, I mean, a lot of people, some people on there, you know, just laughing about it's okay or whatnot. I mean, you want to see your team do well. I get that. I mean, other team, you're going to have nights where the other team going to hit the ball well or going to play better than you on defense or offensively. Make the right plays, make the right adjustments. You're going to have those types of days. I understand that. But on the days that things aren't going well, yeah, you're going to be pissed off that, you know, we could have done this right or whatnot. We can sit back and laugh. Like, oh, we're going to be back here next year. Blah, blah, blah. But hey, it ain't going to actually happen, y'all. Let's listen to that. So, I mean, I feel like we're kind of taking it for granted. But at the same time, this was a hell of a ride by the K-State men's basketball team. And hopefully, you know, everybody, you know, all this talk about starting to talk about Barry Brown and Dean Wade, you know, they're going to lead for the NBA. They got one more year. Listen, I mean, there's that. But also, they have opportunity to do something really, really good, special next year. Especially if they all come back, they have a shot at doing some big time things next year. And look, I know KU, you know, congrats to them. They made it to the Final Four for the first time in a couple years with that squad and what they did. Unbelievable that Clinton Boyer, by the way, tried to make a trip down there just to the Final Four. And the wife said, he ain't going. Hell no. So she didn't care. She didn't want him to go down there. So, but anyways, K-State, a tremendous run and sadly it ended there. And wish it was a better performance by K-State, but they didn't come out the gates motivated. Loyola Chicago did all they wanted and handled their business, and they're playing Michigan in the Final Four, in the semifinals here this weekend. The other semifinal, by the way, KU made it. I mentioned them, yep. And Villanova. That is going to be a superb game late on Saturday night. Villanova trying to get back to the national championship game. They're going to have to go through KU to do that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, folks. Few more minutes on the EG3 show with yours truly, Eddie Greer III. And time for our social media plug real quickly. Or actually, let me get to the EG3 Hummus stickers real quick before I do that real quickly here before we shut this thing down here for tonight. Of course, EG3 Hummus stickers, of course, today, this week, go to Kyle Benjamin, Grant Infinger, Timothy Peters, Clint Boyer, Alex Bowman, AJ Allmendinger. EG3 Hummus stickers of the week. Kyle Benjamin, Grant Infinger, Timothy Peters, Clint Boyer, Alex Bowman, and AJ Omnier get EG3 Hummus stickers this weekend. Social media plug, check it. Facebook.com/EG3Show. We'll be updating you on the weekend here, tomorrow or tonight, one of those two. And of course, you can listen to the EG3 Show on wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, Audio Boom, Spotify, and of course, again, always iTunes. I would love for you to subscribe to the podcast and of course leave a rating, and obviously as well feel free, more than free, to leave a comment or a question on the page, and we, on a future episode of the podcast, we will probably choose your question. So again, EG3 Show on iTunes, folks. And again, what is the motto of the EG3 Show? Join the movement, folks. Join the movement on the EG3 Show. And it's been all about Stuart Haas Racing here so far here in 2018. And ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap it for the EG3 Show tonight. Post-race reaction style here with yours truly, Eddie Greer III. And the next time I'll be talking to you guys, and I am planning on doing a From Pit Road episode here this week. Team, I don't know yet, obviously. Not scheduled, don't know yet. But you'll find out. Tune back into the EG3 Show sometime this week. It'll probably end up being Thursday or Friday at some point, and we'll have another episode for you guys ready to roll, rock and roll on in your podcast ears. All right, folks, once again, thank you for listening to the EG3 Show. Time is of the essence, and congratulations to the winners this weekend, John Hunter Nemechek, and of course, good old Clint Boyer, breaking number of the week. Oh, by the way, 190 race winning streak. My goodness, 190 race winless streak broken by Clint Boyer. It was about damn time. And yes, Clint Boyer, we're heading into Easter week. Have a couple more beers for us, folks. EG3 Show, we're rolling out. And of course, we'll be talking to you next time. Thank you for listening to the EG3 Show this tonight. And I'll talk to you again later this week. But for right now, the garage is closed. Hey, we out.